I want to begin this brief message by giving a very big Yashar Koach to Dovi Neumann. The idea of bringing the shul together with two Mishnayos a day as a cover for the tzibur and to be able to make a siyum and zroim by the time we get to the Rebbe's yard site in Cheshvan is something that I feel is absolutely magnificent. Absolutely magnificent. And the format and the way that it's going to be done, with Dovi giving the shiurim, each one very brief, no more than between 5 and 7, 8 minutes, and everybody will have the text in front of him. It's a wonderful way for us to learn, to have Mishnayos as part of our lives, and to stay together throughout the week and throughout the day as a tzibur. The Medrash says in Vayikra that Ein Kol Agolius Halalu Miskansos Ela B'Zchus Mishnayos. That means that Mishnayos have the ability to bring Jews together. Chazal is saying in the Medrash that in the Zchus of Mishnayos, of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, who brought together all of Torah in the Shisa Sidri Mishnah, Rezoche for Kibbutz Golius. That certainly means that the koach of the Mishnah and of Mishnayos is to bring Jews together wherever they are, to bring them back together with each other. There's a very deep connection between Rabbeinu HaKadosh of Yehuda Anasi and Yaakov Avinu. That's a very big subject. It's brought down in the Megala Mukis that Nasi is the Rosh HaTevis Nitzoytzoy Shel Yaakov Avinu. That Rabbi Yehuda Anasi contained within him a spark of the life of Yaakov Avinu. And there are many things that they share in common. It's not time to go into that right now. Even the fact that Chazal say in Tanis that Yaakov Avinu lo meis, that Yaakov Avinu didn't die. And we know that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi would appear on a regular basis after he left this world. He would appear in this world to the family. And there are many things that they have in common, but just to begin, the Seder of Mishnayos and Seder Zroim, there's a remarkable comment that's made by the Ben Ish Chai in Ben Yehoyada, where the Ben Ish Chai asks, why is it that Seder Mishnayos begins with the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, of Ma'imus Ha'karin is Shema Ba'arvin? Why does it begin with that mitzvah? And the Ben Ish Chai explains that the Medrash tells us in Bereishis that the origin, the beginning of Kriya Shema, as you all know, is when Yaakov Avinu was dying, and he called together the Shvatim, he called his sons together, and he said, Shimu el avichem shebeshamayim, shem yesh belevavchem achloikis al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Yaakov Avinu said that perhaps there's any one of you that are here, that has some achloikis, that has something in his heart against Hashem, or that you have in your heart against each other. Omrullah, they said to him, Shema Yisrael. Yisrael is Yaakov's name. Shema Yisrael Avinu. Kishem she'ein bilavavcha machloikis al Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kach ein bilavavenu ala Hashem alokeinu Hashem achad. The same way Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, listen, our father Yisrael, the same way that your heart is pure, and that you don't have, after your entire life, you don't have anything in your heart against Hashem or against anybody. Yishem she'in belibcha ele echad, that your heart is pure. So too, ein belibenu ele Hashem elokeinu Hashem echad. And when Yaakov heard that, when they said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem elokeinu Hashem echad, so Yaakov responded and said, Baruch Shem kevayed machuso li'olam v'ed. And the Medrash goes on and explains that Hu Adovish Yisrael Mashkimu Ma'arivim B'chal Yahim, that every morning and every night we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Okeinu Hashem Achad. And we want our father Yaakov, Shema Yisrael, to hear in Maris HaMachpelah, that all of us have nothing in our hearts against Hashem and nothing in our hearts against each other. So we see that Kriya Shema, the koach of Kriya Shema, the origin of Kriya Shema is with Yaakov Avinu, all of a sudden. That's where it began. So since Rabbeinu HaKadosh of Yehuda HaNasi, Nasi is Nitzay Shel Yaakov Avinu, since Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who arranged the Mishnayos, that Rabbeinu Kodesh is in the tzaitz of Yaakov Avinu. So we can understand how Mishnayis begins Davke with the mitzvah of Kriya Shema because of the connection that Yaakov Avinu had to that mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And as far as we're concerned, learning Mishnayis brings us together as a kehila, and connects us in the deepest way to Hashem HaKayim Hashem HaChad. So I encourage everybody to participate in this program. It takes mamash a few minutes. It's all set up in the most convenient way with the latest technology. And we have a wonderful Maggid Shir, Dovi Newman, who works very hard to prepare. It's hard to say in a few minutes. It's easier to spend a long time talking like I do, but to say something very quickly and to bring out the Pshat and the Mishnah is very difficult. So I want to give a big Yashar Koach to Dovi and to the Chevra for initiating this undertaking, this project of Mishnayis. And it should be L'Shem and L'Seferis, and it should be that we should be zeichet to see Kibbutz Golias, that all of us will be together here in Yerushalayim, where I'm sitting right now with the Gula Hashem V'Amitis, from Herbi Amenu Amen V'Amen.